It's my happy privilege to introduce Brother Henry Alino. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Henry, come on out. Oh, yeah, you're there already. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you, brother. There you go.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a good thing to be before the presence of God. You see, sometimes when you are in the passenger seat, praise the Lord, you'll be, this driver, you would have much break, you continue criticizing, but the day they gave you the steering, especially when it's your first time to drive, you start to look for where to put the key. I want to thank the pastorate for the opportunity given to us to advance in the ministry. When Pastor said this, I wanted to decline, honestly. But God reminded me, in 2001, before I came to America, my wife may have forgotten, I dreamt a dream. I was driving in the streets of New York. When I woke up, I told my wife, "Oh, I don't know why I woke up. I was in America, because if you are in Nigeria, you've not been in America. I mean, there is a kind of, I don't know how you take America. We think America is heaven. Let me just, I don't know about you, but that's the way we take it." I said, I went to America this morning. She said, maybe, did you take, are you sure you don't have malaria? I said, no. It didn't end there. I said, okay. I was very angry that I woke up. Frankly, I was angry that I wasn't in America. Because I do travel. I've traveled to many places. When I'm at the airport, they will say, New York, Phoenix. I said, these are the main people that are going to traveling. Not this one, we go to Hong Kong, we go to China, but these are the real people. So I was looking forward to the day I will come to America. Another time again, within a very short while, I had a dream again. I was in America. This time again, it was a large crowd. I was preaching to them. And I told my wife, I woke up this morning and I saw myself. I'm an introvert. I can stay behind. I can say whatever I want to say. But coming out to face people, the crowd, is a very challenging thing for me to do, honestly. I said, but I saw myself preaching with a large crowd. And they were giving their life to Christ. It's okay, good, that maybe God wants you to, we never had any, this is 2001, we came to America in 2004. And my wife is such a person that if you're talking anything about abroad, she is not keen to it. She is not keen to it at all. So as time goes on, when God reminded me this, I said, okay, I will accept this invitation. And Pastor said, you're going to, maybe sometime by 3 months, I said, okay, you're going to take time. It's not. But behold, it starts to count down. 2 weeks, days, hours, and minutes. Here I am today. Praise the Lord. And I said, even if I don't have anything to say, I just tell my people that Jesus loves them. That is enough. Because the reason why we are here today, there is no other thing other than Christ. Before we proceed, and another thing, this month is a special month for me. And my family in particular. The anxiety of being here today could not even make me see my wife that she's here already. Honestly, yeah. By Wednesday will be exactly 20 years. God gave me the love of my wife. I say, yes, I do. Sometimes, sometimes men, we don't know, we are secret lovers. We don't know how to admire our wife or tell them. Some of us who are, we don't, I love you. I. Honestly, I want to use the opportunity to tell my wife that I love her so much. And I want to tell her also that she is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in this life. Not only that, she has it all. in brilliance, even in physical strength. For real. Sometimes when I travel, when I come back, the whole house will be rearranged, even the big bed. I say, how did you do this? Even both of us will find it difficult to do, but she does it. She's a good planner. And God has used her, even when sometimes, you know, in America, there are challenges. Sometimes challenges, especially when you come new, especially when you have some other things, you have been on the other side, and you want to change direction. It's not easy. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, are you sure you're in the right place? So when those moments come, God uses her to calm me down. Praise the Lord. So back to the business, why we are here today. Benny, I want us to start with a song.
Guess for me, I Jesus, there is no afraid so kind like him. Oh, yes, who take away darkness for me.
Praise the Lord. Benny. Praise the Lord. I was not here last Sunday. I traveled to Houston. And I've not listened to the message we had last Sunday. But God led in my... You see, when we are in school or in a class and the instructor starts saying something and repeating it and repeating it, that thing is very important. Praise the Lord. So when our brother was doing the review, it's just like he preempted what the Spirit of the Lord led in my heart to do this morning before I go out to the message. The Bible, God told me to talk to the people of God this morning that we need to read Psalm 91 from 1 to 16. We declare in the midst of what we are passing through now, we need to read this verse. I was surprised when everything Amara was saying this man was centered on this. I was in between, am I going to do this? And I said, no, I need to obey the Holy Spirit because it is very important. If the Spirit is still speaking on the same subject, that I need to do that before I proceed. So, brethren, I want you to turn to the book of Psalm 91. And what I want you to do here, where you personalize it, say, I. Wherever I say, you personalize it as yourself. Say, I. Praise the Lord. I will read one and you will respond by reading the second verse. Praise the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. For it shall not come near thee. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will not set him on high because he had known my name. And everybody will say the last verse, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let everybody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are not living in fear. Praise the Lord. Just to what Pastor Emma said earlier on, God has given us assurance. In the midst of what is happening today, there are certain things we can control. We cannot control this situation. It's part of the end time. It's part of the scripture being fulfilled. But we have responsibility as Christians to claim the promises of God. And individually, there are certain things we can do on our own to make sure that we protect ourselves. Praise the Lord. Like Pastor has said, hand washing for those who work in the hospital, you are exposed to certain elements. You touch patients, you touch someone. Even when you go to shopping, when you come back, you wash your hand up to 20 seconds. This time is not just formality. For up to 20 seconds, you cover, if you want to cough, you cover your nose. If you see somebody that is sick, you try to give that person some little distance. There is nothing bad in doing that. And too much handshaking, you try to avoid it. Praise the Lord. So these are the common sense things that can help us. So because the Bible said that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But if you have the knowledge of God, you're going to thrive. Praise the Lord. This thing has happened before. In the year 1347, there was a plague, bubonic plague, in Eurasia. More than 70 million people died. Yes, you can check it. More than 70 million people died. And we have seen so many things like this. Ebola has come and gone, and this time now we have coronavirus. Is how coronavirus or whatever they call it, COVID-19 or what, anytime they give it name. Praise the Lord. They can give it name whatever they want, but it is not for us. Only with our ear will we hear it, but it will not come near us. Even our children in school, wherever they are, it will not be their portion in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Going to the reason why we're here today. As I'm driving, the Lord is telling me, keep looking unto Jesus. Yes, keep looking unto Jesus every time. Because, as I said earlier on, we have not taken the driver's seat before. You don't know where to start. You don't know how to put the key. You don't know how to do anything. But the Lord continues to keep looking unto Jesus. Ask you, who is looking unto Jesus? Perhaps these are people who have been looking unto Jesus, but they are no more looking unto Jesus. So the Bible, God is telling us now that we need to keep looking unto him. We have two categories of people in the church. We have religious people, and we have Christians. So this is a time of stock-taking. You need to ask yourself, which side do you belong? I remember in the 80s, because my parents, they happened to embrace the Lord on time. It is very easy to distinguish who is a Christian and who is a non-Christian. Pastor Bariko can bear me witness. If you ever said you are a Christian, Pastor Yato can bear me witness. You see the temptation that will be before you. The people, your village, your family, they call you meeting. If you sometimes, okay, if you want to continue with your Jesus, no more school for you. Some people find themselves in such situations. My parents were one of those that were ostracized in the village because of Christ Jesus. They call them, in our native language, the church. Churchgoers. But in this dispensation, you see that there is a turn of events. We now, it's difficult to separate who is a Christian and who is a non-Christian. Because everybody now wants to identify with Christianity. But there is a line drawn between Christianity and religion. Two of them don't run the same line. And the other way, religion. These are people, men pleasers. They want you to notice them wherever they are, whatever they're doing. They want you as a person to see them as a child of God. What does it profit you that I know you as a Christian, but you yourself, you know that you're not a Christian. God does not know you as a Christian. That is what we're talking about today. Keep looking unto Jesus, not unto man. Today we see what is going on. Sometime this time around, praise the Lord. Hello? Okay, thank you. You see, today, When I was in Nigeria, I see some people, they try to, you see, they try to copy some people, men of God. These are messengers. They are not the boss. Jesus is the master. Jesus is the boss. The deeper life people, I see this trend. When they want to speak, they speak like the leader, Ukumoyi. If you look at them, you think that it was, if you listen on the radio, you think that it was Ukumoyi that is speaking. When you listen to Adeboye, you think that this Adeboye is speaking. These are members of the church. But they don't know that Adeboye, Ukumoyi, Odukoye, those big men of God, they are people who have made themselves available for the service of God. That God will use them to reach out to you. They are not, you can copy any good thing for them they are doing, but they are not the way to heaven. They are not the way to Christ. The book of John chapter 3 verse 16 is a popular verse. Everybody know, I presume everybody knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten son. For whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We know God is Christ. This is true. You can't separate them. Praise the Lord. So today, what do we see? We see some men of God. They want to be the messengers now, want to be the master. People are now after signs and wonders, miracles. Let me make it clear to you. Whether you're on the giving end or you're on the receiving end, that does not give you the certificate to heaven. You can perform miracles. You can receive miracles, but that does not make you a Christian. As a Christian, miracles you receive are part of the fringe benefit as a child of God. It's not a certificate. And as a Christian, when you receive, God gives everybody, every one of us opportunities. We have different opportunities. We have different times. As we are here today, our times are different. Jesus is coming soon. My own time is different from yours. The time for the husband is different from the time for the wife. The time for the children is different from the time for the every other member of the family. So God is talking to us as a one family in this household that we need to keep looking on to Jesus. We need not to follow after miracles. Recently in school, I saw one young lady. She told me about her. I don't know how I came across. She said, I want to go to Nigeria. This is an American, you see. I want to go. So why are you going to Nigeria for? So, TB Joshua has so much love. I said, okay. I said, okay, this is an opportunity for me to minister to this young lady. And God directed me to talk to her. You see, the age we are now, everything is going fast, fast, fast. The technology we have now is making things to run fast. In real time, you see people, false prophets, deceiving people. People from buy ticket flying here, down to Nigeria, down to Kenya, down to even some from Nigeria coming to America, is vice versa. Because of what? Religion. They don't know, there is a vacuum they want to fulfill, but they don't know that the master of peace is Christ, is here with them. If brothers came, we say, what is at Sokoto? Is at whatever is Sokoto. Praise the Lord. What you are going out there to look for is here before you. And when you ask for prayers, it's your faith. The pastor standing here is an accessory. Just like when you are in school, the instructor, no matter how much he loves you, the only thing he can do is before the exam, he can do review. He can teach you whatever, but when you get faced with your computer, you are your own. Praise the Lord. So for you to tap that blessing, it is left for you. And even when you tap that blessing, there are other things that you require you to do. this journey we are in, the motto for my alma mater is "Aluta Continua," which is struggle continues. Never in your life be confident about it. I cannot fall. Or you have reached this height that you take things for granted. You are putting yourself in a very dangerous position, my brother. At every moment of your life, live your life as if today is the last moment. Take stock of your life. Ask yourself, if Christ comes today, what would be my end? If I ask a question today now, everybody's looking up to heaven. I say, how many people want to go to heaven now? Some, because of certain drawbacks, certain things, maybe your money or your education you want to complete. You say, okay, God, can you give us a little time? But God has promised, he said to that what he prepared for his people, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. We try to pursue. These things are good. Get me right. They're all good. Money is good. Praise the Lord. Because if you don't get it, you're in trouble also. But this thing should not be of your eternity. Every one of us, you see, there are people who have made this money in America. Millionaires. At the end of time, they just give it to charity. This thing, every time you struggle, you give it, they give it to their dogs. They write, and America, you know that whatever you wish, they say, okay, this million, you see millions, they say, this money to take care of my dog. They leave. Doesn't it happen in America? It does happen. But some people are starving. Praise the Lord. So what are we talking about? Today, false prophets has risen, deceiving many people. I will just play one clip. Few seconds. It's about 2 or 3 seconds. Just say, I don't like to criticize church or anything, but just to give you an idea of what is happening so that your knowledge might be enlightened. Because we see some people here today in church today, maybe there are certain things you are asking for. Somebody will tell you, I know where you can go and get it. Do you know that some people will travel from Nigeria and go to LA and get a sticker and put in their car in America? Yes, I've seen. I saw one sticker. I said, where did he say it's from? Father Ede. I said, what does it do? It will prevent me from accident. If yes, praise the Lord. People are brainwashed. Not only Africans, even Americans. The learned people. It did not start today. Jim Jones in Jonestown. This is an American preacher. Some of you may know him. He took some people from America. Some professionals, doctors, engineers, nurses. Low people, and took them to Guyana and was preaching to them heresy. At the end of the day, he gave them chemical. They drank about almost 1,000 died. Even then, when the American government sent some people to go and see them, they were attacked. So, the time we are is a very dangerous time. This is one of those clips I'd like you to watch. This is about a few seconds. This is a pastor of a mega church in Nigeria. These are the kind of things we are talking about. He is doing the deliverance ministry. Praise the Lord. You see what I'm talking about? You may think it may not happen to you. If you are religious people, if you are religious, you can be a victim. You may be not vulnerable for such thing. They come in diverse form. And we should know that the road to the cross. There are certain things, and he said, God allows certain things in your life for a purpose. You see, gold, when you get it in a raw form, it doesn't look appealing. But when it passes through fire, and comes out, he starts shining. Praise the Lord. He starts shining. So every one of us individually has our own situations. My situation might be different from yours. Sometimes I may look at you and say, oh, this person doesn't have problem. Because within myself, I have judged you. You see, sometimes people are good at taking stock for other people. You have taken, you don't have problem. But I want to tell you that every person has a state of deprivation. What matters is not even what is this money or is this the magnitude. Because if a millionaire who has 10 billion and is prospecting for 20 billion and the strategies has put in place to get that 20 billion is not working out, and somebody who cannot find a food to eat and is struggling is not finding out, even though there are differences in the, but the magnitude of the impact is the same. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it. It is a mindset. Praise the Lord. And if you are here today, you have never looked to Jesus. This message is for everybody. I can say I was born in the church. Because when I was very little, my parents, they used to take us to scripture, you know. They take us to here and they deny me. So, you know, as a young boy, in a certain place, they don't allow me to play with others. Personally, I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable. But because when others be playing, we go to Bible study. And in Christmas time, we go to crusades. We go to a convention. We don't participate. Because they do certain, there are certain ceremonial stuff in the village. They do, they kill, they eat, they kill. My parents said, no, we cannot partake in these things. It's an idol. But you see, I don't know the rationale. So why can't we rejoice with others? But I am going to church. Praise the Lord. I follow my parents to church does not make me a Christian. Until one day, Christ met me. I never knew I can cry. I wanted to stop the cry. I could not stop it. The more I want to stop it, the more I cry more. That was the time I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. So, young kids, youth, in this place, you are highly privileged to be in the house of God, where you hear the gospel. You have a wonderful opportunity for you to decide which side you want to be, either for Christ. Yes, your parents may love you. They may provide you everything life can offer, but they cannot provide you salvation. Salvation is personal. It's individualized. It's individualized. You need to make that decision. By His grace, you are alive. It's not by your making. There are some of your colleagues, they are not here. God is giving you time, opportunity to repent. You cannot deny you did not hear the gospel. You cannot deny that. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is the day of salvation. It's not about to please your parents. Oh, I want to go to church. It's not about pleasing your parents. They want to see you as a Christian, as I said before. These are religious people. Do not be a religious person in the house of God. Be a Christian. Christ-like. And all the benefits. There are so many good benefits that goes with being a Christian. But those benefits is not the primary thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And every other thing shall do what? Be added unto you. But today, people don't want to seek the kingdom of God. But they don't want to see other things that are added onto you. Oh, where is it happening? Oh, they will run to this. They will buy a ticket and this. Because Christ has paid a price. If it is money, what money can buy, I don't think any of us here can purchase it. None of us can purchase it. You see, sometimes when we get things on a platter of gold, we don't value it, Adam. But God will help us today to value the value of our price in the name of Jesus. There is one man in my village. These are kingmakers. He's a billionaire in Naira and in dollar. From my village. This guy, I'm sorry to say, I'm not judging him, but he's one of those known bad guys. He won't go his way until he gets into the government. And then he starts to loot the government. Every government that comes in Nigeria, he's in it. He don't want to contest. They use him to launder money. Last time when he came to Houston, he forgot $40,000 in his bag. He left it there. They called him back and they said, before a few minutes, Obasanjo made a call. They left him. But you, and when you are traveling, oh, is it more than 10,000? Come and declare it. How did you get this house? Yeah, this house. So what am I talking about? This man, he built a church. You cannot buy salvation with money. That is where I'm going. You can't buy it with money. There is one Catholic church in our place. He raised it down, called people from Rome, called people from foreigners. They came and built that church. It's a landmark in my village. People come there to do wedding and do here. The Anglican also, he raised it down, building it. He has not completed it, but I think very soon he's going to complete it. Recently, they had a new governor in our place. Or the governor, with all his executives, they came to his house. And I was asking one of our kinsmen, he said, he built a church in his compound, a very big church. I said, what is that for? Is it for his personal or for? So you see, this is his own thinking that he can buy his way. But that is not the way to the cross. That is the way he thinks. I am praying until the day the Lord will meet him. Even though he has bought all these things, even though he has tarred all the roads in our community, even all these things, with so many things he has empowered, that day it will amount to nothing. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, it says, and books were opened, and another book was opened. And whosoever his name is not found in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. Is it where you want yourself to be? All these things we are doing here is temporal. They're all temporal. Sometimes we pray, we can pray, but there are certain things we cannot control. The potter decides how he wants to mold his pot. It's not you. He can build it and then he feels, it's not okay. He just smashed it and start afresh. There are two. Christ is coming soon. Maybe you'll be saying, since you repented, they'll be saying Christ is coming, Christ is coming, Christ has not come. It's two ways. It's either he comes now while you are alive or when you die. Because when you die, this is it. There is no repentance in the grave. That's the last opportunity for you. That is why it's very, very important, very expedient that you make hay while the sun shines. That at the end of time, that your labor in the Lord will not be in vain. That God will reward you according to your faithfulness. We have a vision in this church, Vision 2020. About filling this place. Brother, I want to tell you, do not use your physical eye to see empty seats here. Use your spiritual eyes to see. As many of you are as involved in this ministry, don't expect the seed will come here and sit down with you. The seed are germinating different places. God revealed that to me. Because you may be thinking, oh, nothing is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. You may preach to somebody today. It is not in your power to convince that person. You are a messenger. Just go and deliver this message. As when this opportunity was given to me, I said, God, what am I going to speak? I don't know how to speak. I have big accent. Sometimes when I speak, what did he say? What did he say? Yeah. For real. I said, okay, the word I'm going to speak, I'm a messenger. Lord, whatever you tell me to tell them, I will tell them. If you didn't tell me anything, I will come down. Nobody will kill me. Praise the Lord. But I believe God has something for us today. God has something for us today. And my prayer is that as you are living out here today, you are living out with a new spirit. If you have something against anybody, this is the time for you to make amend. Don't procrastinate it. Procrastination is the thief of time. Oh, you want to? What do you think you are? Great people have died. Do you think you are greater than them? Go to the graveyard. That is where you see the most, whatever, engineers, doctors, scientists, whatever you can think. People, even the science continue now. There are people that they are the initiator of it before we lay foundation on it. Where are they today? They are gone. My wife was talking to me a few days ago. He said, when she was talking about that, he said, oh, 50 years. I said, oh, for real. I don't want to spend more 50 years. If God tarries. So give us 50 years, 100 years. Look at those who are 100 years. Do they enjoy life? Tell me. One life. Anytime you're eating food, you don't know the taste of your food, you got a problem. You eating food, you don't know how it tastes. Somebody will be taking, putting you on support. Why not? If you go to the better place, is it not better for you? What do you have here that you cannot let go? What do you have here with your fellow human being that you cannot let go? In the village, I remember that person. He didn't pay my school fees. He was against me and this. You still have it in your heart. If God come today, is it what you're going to tell him? He said, if it is possible, he may not, but it's the best thing. Love your enemies. I know that if it's heaven, this heaven we are talking about now, if it's something maybe is something tangible now, it's very tangible, but if it's something physical, we can touch. Oh. A lot of people will be scrambling. They will spend the last of their energy to grab it. Because we feel that you cannot feel it, but it's real. By faith, we believe, we know that it's real. Jesus is coming soon. And when you look at these things happening now, my brethren, you cannot stop it, though. When Pastor John was speaking last time, he went a little bit to eschatology about the end time. He said, when you see these things, it's just the beginning. It's just the signs. This is not even the main thing. And it's a pray that you follow the first rapture. Because if you miss the first one, if you cannot worship God now that you have the freedom, is it when the Antichrist will be let loose? When you're going to buy your own salvation, then the grace is just very little. You are just relying on the remnant of what is left to save yourself. It will come. Temptation will come everywhere, 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 everywhere. You will pay with your own blood. And then you'll be redeemed. Is it the place you want to be? Are you that person that you don't want to study? You only want to, when it is about 1 week to the, just one day to the exam, you just bring your book. You can't do much. You cannot do much. You need to start to prepare the ground now. And the irony of it is that nobody knows when the hour will come. Last year, I lost my sister. To my wildest imagination, I never knew that I will lose her at the time I lost her. But behold, she's no more here with me. She has gone to eternity to be with the Lord. It may be me today. Because if you don't, if you does not use death to make an influence, it's as if it doesn't kill people. Death is real. It's real. Sometimes we need to say, in our language, we say, if it means that if you are fearing to tell the king the truth, you use something to cover your face and talk to the king. That is why it's very necessary, even in the midst of enjoyment, this America that is full of enjoyment, full of life, many food, beds. Remember, in the midst of this thing, that there is a better place. We cannot stop Corona, but God can stop it. After Corona, I bet you, another thing may come. I remember when Obama, when there is a shooting, you think this is the last one, and Obama will say, oh, no. That if nothing is done, another one is going to happen. Ever since he made that statement, I cannot count the number of times that we have had shooting in this land. And it continues. The kingdom of hell has enlarged its coast. And a lot of people are going in. The way to the cross is so narrow. Everything is now so easy. You can do whatever you want to do. You can do anyhow you want. It does not change the standard of God. Praise the Lord. Before I round up, John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto me, unto the Father, except by me. You cannot go to the Father except through Jesus Christ. That's the only way that has been made for you to go through it. If you try to go through it any other way, it's just like you have a wrong key to your car. You cannot open it. No matter the effort you use to open it, you cannot. But when you get the right key, immediately you put it effortlessly, the door will what? Open. Jesus is the receptor that will take you to Christ. And if you don't follow him, I don't know what is your end. Even if the hope, you see, religion, as I said, religion is a dangerous place for any person to be. Don't be in that place. Be a Christian. Religion is dangerous. Religion, oh, our church, you want to defend the church. Who is church? Christ is the church. He's there. Trump, gay. What are you talking about? Gay has been in it, for real. It has been existing right from time. Oh, he's changed Jerusalem and this. See, Jerusalem. Yeah, Jerusalem. God has given ordinance about Jerusalem. Whatever God says about it will happen. Even if everything happens, what happens is personal. Personal life. Praise the Lord. I would like to call the ministers of this congregation. As you have said about what is happening, the threats are real. The government, they try to give this information about the reality of the COVID-19. They don't want people to know because of political interest. They don't want people to be aware of the magnitude of how the thing is creeping in this land. But we are not. I love this song that says, I am no more a slave to fear. If there is no message you are going today, go with this message. You are no more a slave to fear. They are going to pray for us. None of our family members, home or abroad, even those in Europe, wherever they are, will be a victim to this plague. And as you go to your homes, you have spiritual sanitizers. We have spiritual sanitizer. Sanitize your family spiritually. We just say the one out of abundance of caution. There are lots. Okay, now you went to buy something in the market. You touch something. As I was meant to understand, this is by contact. You don't know who has left that place. The things you bought in the store, you don't know who has touched it and kept it. You don't know the minute he left there. As a matter of fact, some of the people that had tested positive, they never traveled to China. So you ask, how did they get it? To tell you that everybody is exposed to this thing. But God, out of his mercy, because we are children of God, we are going to enjoy that benefit, which is divine protection. The pastors are going to pray for absolute divine protection. Praise the Lord. This is where I'm drawing the curtain for the message today. Praise the Lord. Pastor Emma, Pastor Yato, and every pastor in the house.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The request is for us to cover ourselves, the blood of Jesus. So start pleading that blood upon yourself. The blood of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name, Father, we believe your word. You say that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And you say that you have given your angels charge over us, O Lord. Father, we can take all precaution, but we are in the world. We move out, we go to dining, we go and buy stuff, and so on and so forth. And we don't know who have touched them or not. But we are asking for the Holy Ghost to sanitize everything around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Here are the promises of the Word of God we want to remind you today, Lord, as we claim it for ourselves. He said, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. He said in the word also, Jehovah God, according to your promise, we stand by. The Lord Jehovah God, no evil shall come close to our dwelling. That means our home, our children, our wives, and every one of us. And that is in Jesus' name. And even if there are sicknesses around us, Lord, say 1,000 shall fall by the sound of 10,000, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's the blessings of the Most High God. Father Jehovah God, you are the one that created everything that is made. Whether they are called COVID-19 or flu or whatever it is, there's a name that is above every other name. And that name is the name of Jesus Christ. Say, God has given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, COVID-19 shall bow in Jesus' name and every other thing that is out there. Father, grant us this grace as we go out this week. Every member of this church, every family member of this church, our extended family in any part of the world, wherever they are, we extend our protection to them in Jesus' name. We believe your word, O Lord. Receive all the glory, Lord. Above all things, we seal our hearts from fear. Fear is a bondage. Fear is a killer. Therefore you shall know fear, for there is one that is standing by your side. His name is Jesus. He conquered all fear. He abolished every work of fear and has given us liberty in Christ Jesus. Lord, receive the glory. Thank you, Lord. We pray for mercy upon this world. We pray for your mercy upon every nation. We pray that Jehovah God, through this, many will turn to the Lord and give their life to Christ, that they will remember that we are just mortal, and that all we are, no matter what we are or what we think we are just God's creation, and that you hold control over all. Therefore, Lord, we pray for mercy upon all. Anybody that is suffering injury due to this, anyone that is suffering pain due to this, Lord, let your mercy extend to them also in Jesus' name. Let there be healing, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father, for protecting us. Thank you for watching over us for good. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise him, please.